Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Robotics and gaming systems are beginning to play a key role in rehabilitation medicine. They offer precise, repetitive, and measurable movements for a long period of time. This helps patients recover faster and with less emotional stress. We visited UPMC's Dr. Mike Boninger at one of the leading rehab centers in the country to see just what makes these cutting-edge devices such a valuable part of a patient's recovery.
I think what physicians need to know about rehabilitation right now is that it has changed dramatically over the years. The rehab facility that someone might have pictured who's not involved in this field, where there's therapists and there's nurses and they're walking people in the hallway and moving their arms, is not where rehab is right now. What's new is robotics and rehabilitation. The robot can provide for a very precise repetition. It's the same movement over and over again when that's of most benefit to the patient. The reason repetition is important for rehabilitation is because it helps the brain remodel neuroplasticity, it helps also with regaining strength, and it helps the patient learn to reuse an arm that they might not otherwise be using. Another thing the robot can do is actually the amount of assistance provided can be varied and structured in a much more sophisticated fashion than a therapist can. Now, therapists gain that experience with years of work, but a robot can do it in a way that we can also measure. By having the robotic technologies, you can interface it with a computer and you can make it a game. This repetitive movement that used to be boring is actually more interesting because you're playing a game as part of the movement. Gaming is a way to have people practice an exercise over and over while playing a game. This device takes a standard way of exercising the upper body, which is turning a crank like this, but turning a crank like this is boring. If you haven't tried it, trust me, it's a very boring thing to do. And so what we did is interface turning a crank like this with a computer game. So as I turn this crank, I'm actually controlling a monster truck that's going through a course. The faster I turn the crank, the faster the truck goes. By tilting the crank up and down, or to the left and to the right, I'm actually controlling the direction of the truck. But by the time I'm done with the race, I'll have completed a workout, and it felt like I was playing a game. UPMC is a leader in robotic rehabilitation for a number of different reasons. One reason is that we have the robotic rehabilitation equipment here for our patients to use. These devices are expensive, and not all centers have them. Second one is that we have devices that are available nowhere else clinically in the United States. And then lastly, we actually have devices at UPMC that are being used all over the country that we invented. Robots are here to stay in rehabilitation. Many of the devices here have substantial research literature to back them up. So there's a number of different ways we know that robotics and gaming works. I think the most important from my perspective is that's what my patients tell me.
Physicians should look for these technologies when referring patients to a rehab facility. Robotics and gaming technologies are changing the practice of rehabilitation medicine, improving patient care, and making recovery a little more enjoyable.